Now we can move, please, to item 412.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for mobile data computer replacement laptops for the Portland Police Bureau.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of new equipment. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Lieutenant Andrew Shearer of the Portland Police Bureau. I'm here on behalf of Assistant Chief Bob Day today. He unfortunately had to step away for another urgent meeting. Our reason for being here today is to request to begin the process to authorize a competitive solicitation for replacement of our mobile data computer replacement laptops. There's approximately 350 mobile data laptops that are due, the warranty is due to expire in 2017. There is no extended warranty that can be purchased, so we're looking for permission to begin the process to identify what the replacement product will be and start to cost that product.
So this will queue us up to make a purchase, but not necessarily execute on that purchase.
Correct.
With a computer, just because it's off warranty doesn't mean it doesn't work. So, obviously, we might get more functionality out of new units as well. I don't want to mean that we just limp along, but
potentially. And I brought my colleagues here along to answer some of those more technical questions as far as the lifespan for those computers and what that might be.
Will the new ones, that's a question I don't know and should, and that is, will the new units not only be in warranty but substantially better? Because that seems to be what typically happens with technology, not always.
Good morning. Mark Elwood.
Yeah.
I manage the police IT division for BTS. Yes, if we're all aware of Moore's Law, that things double every year and a half, and same thing happens with these. But in addition to that, we're looking to examine other kinds of devices and other solutions to still be a Microsoft-based platform, but there are tablets now as well as laptops, and we want to take a good look at what the alternatives are for if they're more useful or more affordable or more portable, whatever it is.
Yeah. What was the original year of the ones that we're now using?
2013, but the original generation of those were from 2008.
That's a long time in
this
that
is
world.
Two generations of the same devices so far.
Okay.
So this will happen in 2017, that fiscal year.
Mayor, I just wanted to say one thing, Chad Loveland. With the last iteration, we saw quite a large break rate toward the end of the warranty period.
Hmm.
The very first time we went through this, we saw about a 0.07 break rate, which is very low. So just in anticipation of our experience from the last go-round, we want to be prepared for this one.
Yeah, sure.
In addition to that, we have a limited number of spares because we wanted to be fiscally responsible during the last go-around. So if those things start breaking on us, our folks are going to be in trouble pretty quick.
Yeah. Other questions?
I hope you're including in the solicitation trying to use more hands-free and talking equipment. I'm astonished at the complexity of the mobile units in the police cars, and as we know, even using a cell phone can be distracting. I would hope that the new models would be more talking to and voice commands rather than needing to look at the screen all the time.
Do you mind if I answer?
No, go ahead.
We've actually gone through three requirement sessions. We have a user group, a technical group, a mounting group, safety committee, all that. We published an RFI for a vendor fair for May 3rd. So we're going to talk with the vendors about these types of things specifically. And then with that information, we're going to wrap up the requirements, of which I'll make sure that that's on there.
Yeah, I realize that officers who've been using them for 20, 30 years, they're very used to doing that. And still, I'm sure there's some safety improvements that we could get to. So I'm really excited to see this procurement going out. I did have a question about the substitute, though.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a substitute, which I can move if you want to ask.
And I'll second.
I'll move the substitute. Seconded. So, yes.
Seconded.
Please.
Thank you. In it, you've deleted item 6, which says funding will be from the $341,616 remaining in the MDC replacement fund and the Bureau's general fund appropriation. Why was that deleted?
I can't answer that. I know, and after talking to Catherine Ryland, she said there is money left in the replacement account, but there was a decision made by BTS, apparently in the 13-14 budget, not to fund the replacement costs. Does that answer your question?
Well, I just want to make sure that you're not going to be coming with a $2 million ask or such like from the general fund, that this is going to be covered in the replacement fund?
There will be an ask in the 17-18 budget cycle. We are going to be looking internally to see where we can minimize what that ask is, but there will be an ask in the 17-18 budget cycle.
Just a reminder that the life cycle replacement program went away in the year that we did the last replacement, so there is no new life cycle replacement funds for this.
So there is some money still in the replacement fund, but it's not enough.
Yes. Right. And that money will be used for this, but there's just not enough.
So maybe that's – I hadn't seen that, Commissioner. I think maybe we should check, but I think the meaning of that is we will still use the $341,616, assuming that they're there, but that's not all the funding that will be required ultimately for purchase.
So, Mayor, as the police commissioner, I assume you will look into that because all the other bureaus are required to pay into maintenance to replacement so that when our computers have reached end of life, there is the money set aside. And I think that the police bureau should be no different.
Right. I will look into that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions? Dan?
So we're estimating about $2 million to replace 350 units.
That's based on historical figures, so we won't know the actual estimate until about May, after the RFP responses are received.
Yeah, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but that seems to say that we're talking about maybe $4,000 to $5,000 a unit. Is that?
Yeah, because
I realize they have to be rugged and durable, but that seems a lot. You know, if you look in the laptop market today, you can get a lot for $5,000.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we want to assess during this this evaluation. If there's something out there that may be semi-rugged that would be less costing. As a matter of fact, in one of the requirement sessions, our users have indicated that they would be okay with semi-rugged devices, so that's a requirement of ours. In addition to that, one thing to note is it's not just the computer devices. There's mounting hardware, there's keyboards, there's office software, things like that that also have to be included.
This includes all the software and the mounting? Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Other questions for the team? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Yes, Mr. Robert West would like to speak.
Come on up.
Yes, my name is Robert West with Film the Police 911, and I wanted to bring up that the cost of those laptops that they're trying to get, whether they're hard or not, is very expensive. And the police department still has laptops that work. It's not a thing that they don't work anymore or anything like that. They do work. There's no reason to buy a whole bunch of new ones, and then what are we going to do with the old ones? You know, you got perfectly good computers that you're either going to have disposed or destroyed or whatever. I just don't see any reason buying brand new computers at that price when you could probably come up with a way of putting them in a protective shield in a police car, a metal protective shield, and put a Windows or, you know, Mac, you know, put a computer in there, a regular computer. I see officers taking the computers out of the cars every once in a while, and I don't see why they have to take the computers out of the car when the computers should be mounted in the cars. I also see the officers going, they'll be driving up the street as they're doing this, you know. And I think that's a safety hazard, but what can I do about it? It's until they hit a child or lady crossing with a child or something like that, some disaster happens, then maybe change can happen. But and also the fact that Portland Police will be going to digital pretty soon as far as their radios go. How will that affect their new computers? Will they need to buy new computers for these radios and stuff? Will the new hardware that they have to get with these digitals, work with the computers, or will they have, you know? So there's a lot of questions. I think the police ought to go back, look at, they're going to be getting digital pretty soon. Will it work with the computers they're getting? Is there cheaper ones to get and stuff like that? Can they use a regular laptop? You know, they don't need military-grade computers in their patrol cars. You know, they just have some kind of aluminum or metal protection on the back. You know, something to hold it there. We're not in Iraq. They're not in Iraq. They're not in Afghanistan. We don't need to worry about mines and bombs going off and stuff.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So are we ready to take action on the substitute ordinance? Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
See what our options are. Thank you. Aye. Okay.
No, we have to vote on that. Is that the vote to accept the substitute?
And then we already moved the substitute.
That's all right.
So it was not an amendment. It was a substitute. So we're okay. Okay, let's move on to 414.
I'm sorry. I was thinking that was the vote on accepting the substitute, and now we need to vote on the substitute.
Okay, I thought we already had. Sorry, let's do that. Let's take a vote on the substitute ordinance then.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay,